Happy Monday, everyone. This is Confession of Faith 2021, week 6. Today we are in 1 John 1, verse 5. And I changed the layout here on the stream, which is obvious and makes a whole lot more sense, making the verse bigger and hiding my face away down in the corner. That's appropriate. That's the way it should be. So we'll see how it goes. I'll start us with a prayer. And again, remember, these short weekly Confession of Faith devotions are meant to be a springboard for you and for your discipleship, a springboard for prayer, for Bible study, and that could be by yourself, with your family, with a small group. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word and for your spirit and for the hope we have in Christ and for the promise and the security that no matter what happens in the world around us, by faith in you and faith in Christ, we can have peace and contentment. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, let's get to it. 1 John 1, 1 through 5. We've been going through a series of little snippet confession of faith, confessions of faith in Scripture. Here's this week's. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. I will read down a little bit into the context here to make this more plain and more obvious in terms of the personal application, because it is rich with application. But let's look at the different components of this sentence. This is the message we have heard from him. If you take a minute, even right now as I'm talking, and just go back and read verses 1 through 4 in 1 John, you will see that John is referring to Christ. He's talking about Christ. This is the message we have heard from him. Okay, so he's going to summarize really the Christian message, or at least the foundation of the Christian message. Summarize, okay, not go over every detail, but he says this is the message, summarizing the foundation of the Christian message, we have heard from him, learned from Christ, and now that we proclaim to you, so he's proclaiming to the church, God is light. Now that's the first part of it, God is light. Light here symbolizing the holiness of God, the moral purity, the absolute moral perfection and purity of God. He is the definition of all that is good, all that is right. He is holy, set apart, unique unto himself. I mean, it's just on and on. There's so many different ways we could say it, so many different aspects of what we could say. He's categorically different than anything else in all of creation. He's infinitely superior than anything else in all of creation. God is holy. He's good. He's morally pure. In other words, God is light. So there's some of the symbolism there. And the opposite, darkness, would be all that is unholy, all that is given to wickedness. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. In him is no darkness at all. One of the things that is saying is God cannot be something other than what God is. God does not change. You change, I change, we age, we learn things, we can get stronger, we can get weaker, we can get smarter. And if we're in Christ, we're being sanctified, becoming more holy. God cannot change, God does not change, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So he is completely light. He's holy, 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 and therefore, obviously, the implication is nothing that is unholy could be in him. In him is no darkness at all. But it's saying something broader than that, and the application draws this out. He will not enter into a relationship with anything that is contrary to his nature. He does not come into a relationship with the darkness. He does not condone the darkness. He does not welcome the darkness. He does not celebrate the darkness. He does not represent the darkness in any way. And just as a side note there, when we're saved by Christ, he changes us. He justifies us, forgiving us our sins, but he purifies us, giving us new hearts. He makes us holy when he reconciles us to himself. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him, right? So think about what that's saying. If we say we have a relationship with God, if we say that we have a personal, if we've been reconciled to God through Christ, if we say we have fellowship with him, while we walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So walking in the darkness means you continue to live a life that's given over to sin. Continue to live a life that's blind to the reality of sin, that does not care at all about the sin in your life. That would be walking in the darkness. Christians still sin, but Christians are no longer slaves to sin. We've been delivered from the ruling power of sin in our lives. And so there's still a presence of sin in our hearts, in our minds, in our words, in our lives. Of course, there's still the presence of sin, but sin is no longer our master. That's a massive difference right there. It's the difference between being lost and being saved. But if we say we have fellowship with him, thinking that we're saved, while we walk in the darkness, still living an unrepentant life, still living a life where we are a slave to sin, what does that say about us? It says that we lie and we do not practice the truth. Now, that's based on the confession of verse 5, because God is light and in him there's no darkness at all. So if I clearly am still living for the darkness, in the darkness, given over to the darkness, devoted to the darkness, I'm not in fellowship with God who is light, because God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light, walking in the holiness of God, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, Christian fellowship, the unique bond that can be experienced on earth. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin, which is important because I said earlier, Christians still have the presence of sin, but the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all of our sin. And let's go on. Verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. All right. If we say we have no sin, which is I've been using the phrase Christians have the presence of sin in our lives, although we're not slaves to sin. Here he's saying, well, if you say that that's not true, if you say that there is no sin, we're deceiving ourselves. Again, that's just another way of lying. Look up in verse 6 again. There's a lie in verse 6. Right? Saying we have fellowship with God but still walking in the darkness, that's a lie. Saying that we have no sin in our lives, it's another lie. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Which is basically the same exact thing he said in verse 8. So verse 10 parallels verse 8. Verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Does that mean that you'd make him a liar? Well, he says that we have sins. So if you say, no, I don't have sins, you're basically accusing him, God of being a liar, accusing Christ of being a liar. But we do have sins. Now, here's the confession for today, though. I did want us to see how this is application rich for Christian living. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And that's something that should be ever on our hearts as we think about how we live, the holiness of God, the moral purity and perfection of God revealed to us in his moral law. And of course, the purpose of God's law is to show us that we're sinners, to show us our guilt, to show us that we need to be saved, to show us, it's a teacher, shows us all kinds of things, to show us that we cannot save ourselves, we cannot justify ourselves by good works. So God's holiness shows us our unholiness, and our only hope is the blood. Let me see if I can scroll down. I don't think you can see it. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleansing us from that sin. And I do apologize because I'm not looking at the software that I stream from. I was just looking over the other side of the screen where the verse is. So if I was talking about verses 8 and 9 and you couldn't see them, I do apologize. But thankfully I caught it for this end. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So the Christian living is not based on saying that we're not sinful or thinking that we don't have sins. But it's also not ignoring the reality of sin. We accept the reality of our sin. That box up there. And we go to Jesus Christ for cleansing and forgiveness. All right, catch us next week, next Sunday for catechism for the seventh Lord's Day, and next week on Monday for Confession of Faith, week 7. God bless you.